next public hearing is change of zone number 1996, McKee Builders LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I believe this one, do we lose Mr. Fuqua? I think this one's being consolidated with CU 2402 McKee Builders LLC.
Oh, are we consolidating? Okay.
And as soon as Mr. Fuqua gives us the nod.
As soon as Mr. Fuqua decides to come up here and try his case or he propose his case, we'll proceed.
Consolidating?
It's been a long night, I know.
It's been a long night. Maybe he's snapping.
And he doesn't move as fast as he used to. I don't know.
We are on the record here, Mr. Fuqua, do you wish to consolidate these two?
I do.
Okay. Thank you.
Application CZ 1996 is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to an MR medium density residential district for certain parcels of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 51.23 acres more or less. The properties lie on the west side of Central Avenue, which is Route 84, approximately 0.25 mile east of Pepper's Corner Road, which is Sussex County Route 365. The 911 address is 34428 and 34434 Central Avenue, Frankfurt, and the tax parcel ID is District 134, Map 19, parcels 13.00 and 13.04. Submitted into the record for CZ 1996, we have a copy of the staff analysis, we have a copy of the applicant's environmental assessment, we have a copy of the DELDAR area-wide study fee letter, we have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, we have a copy of the plus comments, and I would note we have received three comments, two are in support, one is in opposition. Application CU 2402 is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an MR medium density residential district for multi-family 174 units to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 51.23 acres more or less. The properties lie on the west side of Central Avenue, which is Route 84, approximately 0.25 mile east of Pepper's Corner Road, which is Sussex County Route 365. The 911 address is 34428 and 34434 Central Avenue, Frankfurt, and the tax parcel ID is District 134, Map 19, parcels 13.00 and 13.04. Submitted into the record for the conditional use application, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet, a copy of the applicant's geotechnical report within the exhibit booklet, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan, we have a copy of the staff analysis, we have a copy of the DELDOTS area-wide study fee letter, we have a copy of the applicant's environmental assessment and public facilities evaluation report, we have a copy of the plus comments and the applicant's response to the plus comments, we also have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, and I would note we have three written comments, two appear to be in support and one appears to be in opposition. Thank you.
All right, sir. We thank you. Mr. Fuqua, you have the floor, sir.
Good evening. For the record, my name is Jim Fuqua. I'm representing the applicant, McKee Builders, LLC. And I was kind of daydreaming back there when you first, when the application first came up. But I was thinking about something that I mentioned to you once before, that when I first started coming to planning and zoning meetings in the late 70s, they used to start at 7:45. Let me start it. So anyway, there's been some improvement.
Yeah, it was 7:30 when I started.
That's when they decided to move them up early.
Yeah.
My 15th. We'll have to get cots for the place at 1, you know, at 8.
The longest meeting that I participated in got over at 2:20 a.m.
Yeah.
At Americana Base?
2:20, yeah, I don't remember what it was.
I think I had one that was 12:30 or 1, but 2:20 would...
2:20 yeah. was the record.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With me are Jason Palkowitz of Solutions IPEM and McKenney on behalf of McKee Builders. There was an exhibit booklet submitted, has information about the application, has a plus response, has the environmental assessment, and also we included a Section 99.9C report. Which, you know, is for a subdivision. This is not a subdivision, but it provides similar information. As was noted, there are two applications before you. There's a change of zone request to rezone the property from AR1 to MR, and there's a conditional use application to allow for 174 multifamily townhouse units. And again, for the record, I'll address them in one presentation. The property involves a 51.23 acre a site that's located south of Ocean View. The site actually, can you blow that up a little bit, Jamie? The site actually has frontage on the west side of Central Avenue, and that would just be here. And it also has frontage on the north side of Lizard Hill Road, which is down right there. The majority of property with the Central Avenue frontage is cleared farmland, and there is a portion of the Beaver Dam Canal Prong tax ditch that crosses it. The southern portion of the property, where the Lizard Hill Road frontage is mostly wooded, and there is an area of federally regulated non-tidal wetlands located in the wooded area. As to the nature of the area, you don't see it very well on this map, but as you're all familiar with, as you come out of Ocean View along both sides of Central Avenue, it's been fairly well developed with single-family and multifamily residential communities. When you get out to the southern boundary of Ocean View, which is about a half a mile north of the site, the last two developments in Ocean View there, on the west side is Fairway Village. On the east side is the villages of Bear Trap Dunes. And then coming out of Ocean View, just north of our site, from the town boundary, on the east side of Central Avenue, in the county is the Forest Landing development, and then the Friendship Creek community, which is across the street, basically across from our property. This is our site. Here's Friendship Creek right there. Friendship Creek was approved by the county in 2018 as a conditional use for 133 multifamily units on a 47-acre parcel, and that is zoned GR. And then further south of Friendship Creek, just past the Central Avenue Lizard Hill Road intersection, is a 14-acre parcel, which I believe is referred to as Seaway. And that parcel was rezoned from AR to MR in February of this year, earlier this year. That was approved as a conditional use for 57 multifamily units. Across from Seaway, which when you're on that, but just for the record, on the plot there, it's called Wilson. But just across from the Seaway or the Wilson property, fronting on Central Avenue and actually being a through lot that runs all the way to Lizard Hill Road, is a 5.6-acre parcel that's zoned C1 general commercial, which is being used commercially at this time, but as you know, C1 does permit 12 units of the acre. And then on the north side of Lizard Hill Road, and this would be bordering our property to the west, so this would be right in here, is the Milo's Haven development, and that was approved by the county in 2019 as a GRRPC development, and that's 179 units, 41 single-family lots, and 138 townhouse units on 71.75 acres, again zoned GR. So as I stated, this is an area that has been developing with a mixture of single-family and townhouse communities recently. As to the applicable land use regulations, this application was reviewed as part of the PLUS process about a year ago. As noted in the PLUS comment letter, the site is located in both investment levels 3 and 4 on the state strategies investment maps. As I'll explain when I'm reviewing the site plan, the actual development itself is concentrated in the investment level 3 portion of the site. And that is the area that the plan considers to be a growth area, and growth is anticipated by state and county land use plans. Also in the PLUS comments, there is a note that the development site plan shows minimal disturbance to the wooded areas and wetland areas located on the site. So second, our application seeks, again, a change of zone to MR, medium density residential, and a conditional use for 174 townhouses units. As you know from other applications, the purpose of the MR zoning district is to provide for medium-density residential development in areas which are expected to be urban in character, particularly where central water and sewer are available. Multifamily dwellings such as townhouses are authorized as a conditional use in the MR district, subject, of course, to county council approval. Again, referring to the county zoning map, Jamie, can you bring that up? It's in our exhibit book if you don't have it anywhere else there. I think it's Exhibit 5, I believe. Yeah, that's it. You're referring to the zoning map there. We believe that the request to change the zone and the conditional uses and character of the area. Again, our site is adjacent to the land to the west. That's the Miles Haven right here. That's GR land. Again, the Friendship Creek and Forest Landing over here. That's GR land, MR land up here. And this was the MR land down there. And then this is where the C1 piece is located. And that's our site right there. So I think you can see that this type of either MR or GR zoning is pretty much surrounding the site. Both MR and GR zoning permit the same density, and that's actually 4.35 units to the acre. Our application proposing 174 townhouse units on 51.23 acres results in a density of 3.39 units per acre, which is significantly less than the maximum that could be requested, which would be 223. And then third, again, under the Sussex County Comp Plan, and again, this is information that you all know, I'll just briefly state, it's in the coastal area. As you know, that's a growth area. The plan states that it seeks to encourage growth it seeks to encourage the most concentrated forms of new development in the growth areas, including higher density residential developments. The comp plan recognizes that a range of housing types should be permitted, including townhouses, and that the plan also recognizes that medium and higher density development of 4 to 12 units per acre can be appropriate in certain locations, such as where central water and sewer are available, and the proposed use is in keeping with the character of the area. So based on those factors, I believe that the proposed applications are, number one, consistent with the state investment levels map. They're in character with the existing uses and zoning designations of the other lands in our immediate area, and they are in accordance with the goals of the current comprehensive plan. As to the specifics of the proposed development, and Jamie, if you can put the site plan up, central water for domestic use and fire protection will be provided by Tidewater Utility Company, who holds a certificate of public convenience and necessity to serve this area, and they already serve the area. I want to remind me how to erase those things.
And I think we established the council a few weeks ago that I think there's a plenty of reason for it.
Wow. Green mics, now this.
So we will have a central water from Tidewater Utility. The site will be served by the county sewer, as is the surrounding communities in the area. The county engineering department has indicated that adequate sewer capacity is available for the proposed development, and there will be an on-site sewer pump station on our property. Stormwater management facilities will be designed and constructed in compliance with DENREC regulations. They will be reviewed by Sussex Soil Conservation. Stormwater management facilities will meet or exceed current stormwater regulations, including management of water quantity and quality. Geotechnology Associates, Inc. did perform a subsurface soil exploration study of the site to determine recommendations for the most appropriate locations for the stormwater facilities. As to traffic, DLDOT indicated that in accordance with the development coordination manual, DLDOT would accept an area-wide study fee in lieu of a TIS. Del Dutt will require the applicant to improve Central Avenue along the site's frontage to provide 11-foot travel lanes with 5-foot shoulders, provide a shared use path on the Central Avenue frontage, and to dedicate additional right-of-way if needed on Central Avenue to provide a 40-foot right-of-way from center line on Central Avenue. And on Lizard Hill Road, again, there'd be improvements to the road to provide 11-foot travel lanes and 5-foot shoulders, and a dedication to provide a 30-foot right-of-way from center line. The development entrance itself will be designed and constructed in accordance with Del Dutt requirements. Jamie, can you go back to the aerial photo for a second? Is that it? I don't recognize that. Okay. The development site design was basically based on the superior design criteria for cluster subdivisions that it is used for that type of design. And in doing that, what the code says to do is to identify areas on the property that are most appropriate for preservation due to natural features such as wetlands, wooded areas, and waterways. And then after you do that, then identify the most appropriate areas for development to minimize impact on the areas that were identified as containing natural features that were worthy of preservation. So referring to the aerial photo, and Jamie, can you just blow that up a little bit? As I mentioned, the site farmland was on the bigger portion of the site fronting on Central Avenue. The portion of the site down here on Lizard Hill Road is basically wooded, and there's pockets of wetlands in here. There is a ditch that runs along here, and there's one that bisects the property. So you can see that part of the property is basically cleared farmland. There's also a home and some agricultural outbuildings on that property. As I said, it borders the tax ditch and the prong that bisects it. The southern portion of the site is wooded and contains wooded uplands and non-tidal wetlands. There was a wetland delineation performed by Environmental Resources, Inc. That study indicated that the site contained 5.9 acres of federally regulated non-tidal wetlands, and they were lands that were located along the tax ditch and the prong, and then there were three areas of wetlands, basically in the wooded area here. One very large area of wetlands there, and then two smaller ones. The portion of the parcel that's proposed to be developed on the ag lands is located in Zone X and shaded Zone X of the FEMA flood maps. So based on that information, as I said, the proposed townhouse development itself is located on the cleared agricultural lands, the northern portion of the site. The entire southern portion of the site, fronting on Lizard Hill Road, that contains the wooded uplands and wetlands, will remain in a natural state and will be permanently preserved. There will be a 50-foot resource buffer provided adjacent to the Beaver Dam Canal tax ditch, which is classified as a perennial stream, and there'll be a 30-foot resource buffer provided adjacent to other non-tidal wetlands. The non-tidal wetlands will be undisturbed except for any necessary road and utility crossings, which will comply with all Army Corps of Engineers regulations and permitting requirements. There are 10.04 acres of existing woodlands on the property. The Vast majority of that is where I indicated on the southern portion of the site. The proposed site design will preserve 9.47 acres or 97% of the existing woodlands. And the community open space, as that term is defined in the Sussex County zoning ordinance, will total 29.78 acres or 58.1% of the parcel. And Jamie, if you could now go back to the site plan. The development entrance will be from Central Avenue. Again, that will be designed and constructed in accordance with DLDOT requirements. The 174 townhouse units will be located as shown on the site plan. There's a mixture of 3, 4, and 5 unit buildings. I think I stated that the proposed density is 3.39 units per acre, which is less than the maximum density permitted in the MR zone. Each unit will have 2 off-street parking spaces, which provides the required 345 spaces. There will also be an additional 67 parking spaces located at the recreation center and that little locations throughout the community where basically they're in bits of 4 and 5 spaces, again, spread out through the community to provide parking where needed. There will be a centrally located recreational facility that will consist at a minimum of a clubhouse, an outdoor swimming pool and a deck, and open space. There may be other things that may be provided that will be determined based on demand. In addition, there will be a fenced community dog park for well-behaved dogs and owners located toward the north. That's up in this area. It's proposed that the recreation area and dog park would be completed and open for use prior to the issuance of the 90th residential building permit. School bus stop will be located near the development entrance if desired by the school district. The exact location will be coordinated with the Indian River School District office. There will be a central mailbox facility, again, that will either be located near the entrance or at the recreational area. Development streets will be private. They'll be built to county standards. There will be sidewalks on both sides of the streets, and any street lighting will be non-intrusive and downward directed. There is a dead-end street connection on the west side of the development adjacent to the Milo's Haven development for possible future interconnection. That's right. There is no road or pedestrian access provided into the wooded uplands and wetlands located on the southern portion of the site. As I said, the intention is for those to remain permanently preserved in a natural state. There will be a 20-foot landscape buffer along the site's boundary with the back of the Rickards property, which is the property right here, and also along the boundary with Milo's Haven. Again, this is woodlands, and that's our property here where the woodlands are. This is farmland up here, and of course the tax ditch. The community itself will be attractively landscaped with native trees and plants. A detailed landscape plan will be submitted as part of the final site plan review process. And there will be a condominium association created to, initially it'll be comprised of the developer and then will be comprised of future residents. And that organization will be responsible for enforcement of the restrictions, collection of assessments, and maintenance and repair of all the community property and facilities. I do have proposed findings on the change of zone and findings and conditions on the conditional use, which I'll submit to you for your consideration. And in closing, I won't repeat myself any more than I already have, other than to say that the development complies with the applicable land use regulations. It is designed to preserve the environmental features of the site. It is in character with the nature of the area and the zoning and uses in the area, particularly with the fact that the townhouses are adjacent to the site at Marlowe's Haven. They're across Central Avenue at Friendship Creek, and they're further down Central Avenue at the Wilson site, which again was an MR conditional use approved earlier this year. And with that, that would conclude my presentation, subject, of course, to your questions.
All right, sir, we thank you, and we'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you, and we will start with Mr. Mears.
I don't have any, Mr. Chairman.
All right, Mr. Collins.
I'm going to ask, what about, are there any provisions for affordable housing, workforce housing as part of this development, or any other developments that your client may be coming to us in the future with?
This project does not propose any workforce housing other than what's being built. In other words, it's not part of the county rental program or anything of that nature.
They're about $400,000 a piece, probably, based on other developments that I saw you built.
It would be similar to the other developments I mentioned.
And I ask this question in part because at some point, somebody's going to have to provide services for all the people who are moving in, like it's pointed out in some of the public comments that we hear often. I don't know that I've seen any, since I've been on the commission, I don't know that I've seen anything that had a affordable.
I don't know if it's been as you've been on with under the new program. We had one on Route 24 that came through for site plan preliminary.
So is there anything that we need to do to, further incent developing projects like that?
Well, again, and I'm not speaking about this application,
sure.
But I can tell you that I am involved in some things where right now we're really watching closely that master planned ordinance that you reviewed recently that's just gone to council. And again, they're for larger scale developments. And when you're doing a larger scale development, it gives you more the ability to do that,
yes.
That housing, rental housing program. Because you're not, you can spread it out more with the other uses you're doing.
And I'm asking, this seems like maybe it's not relevant to the specific application, but there are people that need to provide services to all the people who are moving in, and
Well, we all know it. I mean, it's
We're all going to be renting rooms out to people providing services to us.
Part of the problem, of course, is just the land cost in the beach areas are just so high that it's hard to do things. There have been some recent applications which were not under the county program, but more in the Georgetown area, that are really geared toward workforce housing, which again isn't a bad deal. I mean, you can get back and forth depending on the time of day. But I think we recognize it. I know the county's been working on it, and we hope it's an opportunity to be addressed.
All right, thank you.
Anything else? Mr. Butler? Okay. White House?
No, but me, thank you.
Oh, sir.
Just on the tax ditch, you taking into account the tax ditch easements on either side. Is that within, and I actually have to go back and look at the resource buffer, the easement, so the easement, I think, is what. Yeah, that's all taken into account.
Yeah, well, one of the things that's going to be done, as I understand it, and Jason can address this in more detail if you want more information, but right now the tax ditches have an easement for, right away for cleaning. There's going to be a petition to the tax ditch to reduce that.
Some of those are huge.
Yeah, some of them are like 80 foot, which is probably not necessary, not that I know anything about tax ditches. But that they're going to be moved to reduce. And then, of course, this was farmland with the ditches on it. Now it's going to have a stormwater facility that's approved by soil conservation, so that'll be incorporated to take away some of those that won't be needed because they'll be part of the system. But there will be, buffers from the main tax ditch and then from the prom.
And, I mean, it's neither here nor there. The reason I asked is that, and I actually want to look at it. This is one of the first, not the first, but one of the early ones that we've had that's come through with the resource buffer, maybe the first one that's come through where there's a tax ditch that may trigger that, and I know that was part of the conversation, how do we deal with that when we're doing that resource buffer, so I'm interested to just see how it all plays out in real life. Anyhow, that was a statement, not a question, sorry, everybody, so.
All right, staff, anything? All right, Mr. Fuquay, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application.
Doesn't look like it, but we'll ask.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1996 and or conditional use number 2402 McKee Builders LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition? Is there anyone on the commission have any questions, further questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.